All right. Well, Lynn, first off, we got to talk about the logo because I love this logo. It's so creative and it's so fun. It's a dancing dinosaur. Tell us more about this.
Yes, we commissioned Calum Teak Dan. He is a Blackfoot artist, a muralist who's done several murals around Calgary, everywhere, Alberta and Canada, to do a logo for us for our powwow. And he chose the dancing raptors and it just turned out perfect.
It turned out so perfectly. I love it so much. That was one of the first things that caught my attention. And then Dancing with the Dinosaurs powwow, I mean, that title alone, I was sucked in. So you guys are a small nonprofit committee in Drumheller who are committed to sharing your Indigenous culture with others. So tell us a bit more about how this Dancing with the Dinosaurs powwow came to be.
That is the fun part. It'd be 8 years ago in 2017, a group of us came together wanting to host a powwow. We have a rich Indigenous history here in Drumheller Valley, but we are also dinosaur capital of the world. So we combined the two and came up with Dancing with the Dinosaurs.
Amazing. So what would you like people to take away from this event and what are they going to experience over the 2 days you're holding it this year?
Well, the 2 days, the first day involves multinational traditional demonstration powwow. So we have about 35 to 40 dancers that are coming in, each in their own category. The MC will be explaining their regalia, their dance, their songs, and stuff like that, so that people understand what is going on with these beautiful dances. Then day two is our performers. So we have Walter White Bear, we have Willie Big Bull, we have Shelley Hill, we have some Nunavut throat singers from Nunavut that are coming. That's amazing. Also some Inuit games and more. We have an Indigenous market that will be running both days as well.
Oh my goodness, it's going to be such a well-rounded event, and it is for the whole family, that is correct?
Yes, it's a family-friendly event that is free. So everyone is welcome. We just want everyone to come and experience the culture, its beauty, and showcase these talented artists.
That is so cool. So yeah, this is the first year that you guys are doing it for 2 days because this event has grown. It has become more popular, which I absolutely love to hear about. So when is it all going to be happening on the Saturday and the Sunday? What time is everything going to be kicking off?
Awesome. On Saturday, it runs from 1 till 5. And on Sunday, it runs from 11 till 5. And it's at the Badlands Community Facility in Drumheller. It's down by the big Dinosaur Visitor Information Center. We're in the process of moving it inside the facility due to the uneasy weather that's coming up this weekend. So it's going to be a great time.
It sounds like it's going to be a great time. Now, where can everybody find out more details and get more information?
We are on social media, on Facebook and Instagram at Dancing with the Dinosaurs Powwow. And then we have our own website, dancingwiththedinosaurs.ca.
Perfect. Lynn, well, thank you so much for chatting with me this afternoon about Dancing with the Dinosaurs powwow. It sounds like it's going to be such a great event for everyone and anyone who is going to be attending in the Drumheller Valley. Now, Lynn, is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
I think just come in and take in what we have. We're not just about dinosaurs. We do have a rich history of the Indigenous culture. Come and see. It's going to be fun.